That's in Bealeton, Virginia. It's right down on I-81 there. And it's really a ton of fun. The Flying Circus, it's the old Barnstormer double-wing airplanes doing all their acrobatics and such. But this weekend, they got the Balloon Festival, so you have that added benefit of all those big, colorful balloons. So you can go for rides and go watch the air show. And details are at flyingcircusairshow.com and see page 32 of Recreation News and get that $3 off coupon.
Now, where I come from, the county fairs don't gear up until autumn. But around D.C., we've got a couple of big ones.
Yeah, they tend to be going on this time of year now. There's two right now that are kind of big. They got the Montgomery County Fair just outside of D.C., and then in Virginia, the Rockingham County Fair. Both of them, we have details on page 37 of Recreation News. And, of course, they have the animals and rides and food and all the good fun, and including a demolition derby, which could be a lot of fun to see as well.
Don't forget the Chesapeake Crab and Beer Festival. That's going on Saturday noon until 6. If you like crab cakes, you don't want to miss it.
Right down at the National Harbor. Wonderful place to have the venue there. It's going to be a great, great beer and crab festival.
And that's on page 37 of Rec News. The Fiore Wine, Jazz, and Art Festival also going on.
I tell you what, that is one of the best wine festivals in the whole state of Maryland. The folks at Fiore really know how to do it right. It's organized from traffic just rolling right into the parking lot easy, good music, lots of really cool vendors there. They even have grape stomping if you want to have that kind of good old-fashioned type of wine festival feel to it. That's in Pilesville, Maryland, and also on page 37 of Recreation News, or details at Fiore, F-I-O-R-E, winery.com.
And I think your best travel bargain, Carl, has got to be that family fun package out at the Natural Bridge.
Yeah, what a great place to go. I mean, you can see firsthand how awestruck that Thomas Jefferson must have been when he decided to purchase this beautiful chunk of land. They have getaway packages, $81 for a couple or $125 for a family of four. Covers everything, accommodations, breakfast, admissions to the Natural Bridge, the Cedar Creek Trail, the Monacan Indian Village, the caverns, the whole nine yards, in addition to, the National Historic Landmark of the Natural Bridge. It's really a must-see, and it's a great value. Details for that on naturalbridgeva.com.